Area 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Iran is moving a step closer to weapons-grade nuclear fuel. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, which could add to the rising tension with the U.S. Fox's Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington.
Dave, Iran is getting ready to break uranium stockpile limits set by the Obama-era nuclear deal that other countries are still signed on to, as it denies that it attacked tankers near the Strait of Hormuz. The Trump administration is not ruling out military action. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News Sunday.
President Trump has done everything he can to avoid war. We don't want war. We've done what we can to deter this.
Tensions have been rising since President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the nuclear deal and started a maximum pressure campaign with sanctions targeting oil, Iran's main source of revenue. Dave?
Rachel, more Americans think the Trump campaign coordinated with Russia. 50% in a new Fox News poll. 43% want the president impeached and thrown out of office. 48% do not. The president insists there was no collusion and told ABC News he didn't try to fire people like Nixon did, trying to instruct the special counsel. And he also claims Democrats committed crimes spying on him.
I would say that President Obama had to know about it.
Now, the poll also shows the top five in the Democratic race all lead President Trump head-to-head.
Former Vice President Joe Biden comes in first with a wide margin, with 49% of primary voters saying they'd vote for him over the president's 39%. Senators Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, and Mayor Pete Buttigieg also came in ahead of the president, although by a much smaller margin.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich, but Trump campaign spokesperson Kayleigh McEnany told Fox this morning.
Right now, the president is leading in all 17 swing states against a defined Democrat.
She would not confirm reports and pollsters have been let go because of internal polling that wasn't favorable to the president. Boeing CEO is sorry, apologizing today for the loss of lives and two deadly crashes and for the disruption to airlines caused with the 737 MAX jet still grounded as they work on software fixes. This is Fox News.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Call from Georgia. Chad, what's shaking in Macon?
I know the F-150 kicks butt and takes names.
Like how the high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy F-150 thrashes the competition with best-in-class towing and torque?
Mm-hmm, not surprised. Totally saw that coming.
Chad, how do you know so much about F-150 beating the competition?
I drive the competition. Got a 10-year lease.
Kind of embarrassing, huh?
Maybe I shouldn't advertise that fact on a national talk radio show.
Good call. The Ford F-150, it doesn't just raise the bar. It is the bar.
Best-in-class claims with properly configured vehicles. Class is full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
Now get a 2019 F-150 with 0% financing for 72 months only at your Ford dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21040 on 2019 Ford F-150. Not available on Raptor. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/1/19. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
25 years ago today, Americans were glued to their TV.
I haven't heard that this is O.J., but
the slow speed chase was the big story. O.J. Simpson on the run in a white Ford Bronco.
I'm not gonna hurt anybody.
I know you're not going to hurt anybody, but I'm just going to go with me. Please, you're scaring everybody, though.
He was wanted in the murders of ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman, whose sister Kim told the Fox News Rundown podcast.
I remember I had a whole house full of people that were screaming at the TV, you know, wanting him to crash or shoot himself because he was, you know, threatening to get a gun to his head.
In the end, as we all know, O.J. surrendered, was put on trial, then acquitted. Simpson did end up in prison for a 2007 armed robbery, trying to get back some of his sports memorabilia. In 2017, he was paroled. And Simpson's now joined Twitter, saying he has some getting even to do.
For years, people have been able to say whatever they want to say about me with no accountability. But now I get to challenge a lot of that BS and set the record straight.
The U.S. Supreme Court has some unfinished business.
Another batch of opinions is expected from the justices today as the term nears its conclusion by the end of the month. Still left undecided, challenges the legislative maps in Maryland and North Carolina that opponents argue go too far in protecting political parties in power. In previous cases, the Supreme Court has sidestepped the issue of political gerrymandering. Congress and the Trump administration are also waiting for word on the inclusion of a citizenship question to the 2020 census after justices heard arguments earlier this year on whether that question would jeopardize the constitutionally required count. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising, suggesting gains to start the week. And in golf, Gary Woodland won the U.S. Open, his first major tournament victory. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Well, good morning, ESPN 93.5. Good to have you listening. It's Monday, June 17. I am Stevie J. Lots to cover this morning. Let's check our local news now with Jamie Monticelli.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A warning from the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency and the Department of Health to be aware of blue-green algae in lakes and rivers in the state. They say water conditions are ideal for algae growth. Young children, the elderly, and people with compromised immune systems are especially at risk from exposure to the algae bloom. Illinois leaders are looking at increasing chlorine levels in drinking water. KHQA says the Illinois Pollution Control Board has voted to increase that amount to fight Legionnaires' disease. 42 Illinoisans died from Legionnaires' disease last year. A fire destroyed an old grade school building in Rankin this weekend. The News Gazette says firefighters were called out to the fire at about 4 a.m. Saturday. The building was a total loss. In fact, fire officials say none of the building was standing by the time firefighters cleared the scene nearly 5 hours later. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors, from simple to simply magnificent, with two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana. Call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. Morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. We've got some fog issues this morning. Clouds and a 20% chance of precipitation. High 78, low 62. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high 82, low 64. Another 20% chance of showers. It bumps up to a 50% chance of rain come Wednesday with a high 80, low 62. 62 and foggy now on ESPN 93.5.
So glad you're listening. Again, it's Monday. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. I've got some stuff to tell you about the Miss Illinois and Grace waving goodbye or farewell. I want to cover that with you. And then something extraordinarily unique occurred last night, and I want to tell you about that, and I want to tip my cap to the Champaign Police. I'll explain. Ladies and gentlemen, he is Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington, political science professor. Sir, how are you this morning?
I want to be a weather reporter when I grow up.
Well, you get paid whether you're right or wrong, right?
That's a good way to put it. We had some bad weather here yesterday and the night before. No tornadoes, thank goodness. A lot of heavy winds and heavy rain, and we've had a pretty tough spring.
Okay, issue one, Iran ramping up. I mean, who knows what's true and what's not true? Where are we with Iran?
Well, it looks like they're a little bit below enriched uranium. It takes a while to get there. But the European powers, they want to capitulate to Iran, go back to the old deal that was terrible, that President Obama and John Kerry negotiated, and President Trump got us out of that deal. And, of course, a lot of people are screaming and yelling about that. But I think it was absolutely correct. Iran is on its way to nuclear weapons now, and they want to put pressure on the West. I'm really disappointed in Angela Merkel. I thought Angela Merkel initially was a very strong woman, favoring Western values and Western living, but it looks like she's on the other side of the aisle right now. Also, it has to do with Iran and damaging tankers in the Persian Gulf. And we're backing Saudi Arabia. I never thought I'd see the day when I'd be in favor of Saudi Arabia, but I am right now because it's very dangerous what Iran is playing. And I think they're just opening themselves up to an attack from the United States or Saudi Arabia or some of our other allies in the Middle East. I was just reading this morning if a war breaks out in the Middle East, a big one, and I really hope it does not, I don't relish that at all, it could, of course, end up with some kind of a nuclear weapons parlay. I hope it doesn't happen. Just reading that Israel also has 60 to 80, or maybe more than that, nuclear warheads ready to go. It's not enrichment, they're ready. All they have to do is be mounted. So if Iran wants to threaten Israel, it'll be getting into a real interesting slugfest. And I hope Iran knows better. But they sure are pushing things with the Houthi rebels in Yemen going after Saudi tankers in the Persian Gulf. So the heat is really going up in the Middle East.
You know, I'm hearing, and I hope it's not true, that the former Obama administration, working the back channels with Ben Rhodes, who was one of the architects of the Iranian deal, John Kerry, former Secretary of State, do you think that could possibly be true, that they're communicating while we're working a different front with a different administration?
Yes. I would not put it past at all, John Kerry and Ben Rhodes, to be telling the Iranians a lot of information, trying to lobby against us instead of favor us. It would not surprise me in the least, because that was an agreement that John Kerry and President Obama put their hats on. It was a huge agreement, very bad from the start. That's what they wanted, and they got it. And so I remember when the negotiations were taking place, John Kerry would say, well, we're still waiting to see what the Iranians want to do. And I kept thinking, oh, what a joke. They want that agreement. It doesn't matter what the Iranians want. They'll get the agreement, and they got it. So it would not surprise me in the least that former Secretary of State John Kerry, and by the way, his son, who I think his last name is Hines, his son, a stepson, and the son of Joe Biden, have been negotiating deals with China. So everybody that yells about President Trump making supposed deals with Russia, which have never been proven, but we do know that the sons of Joe Biden and the stepson of John Kerry have been making deals with China and foreign governments all along.
And, of course, Donald Trump is an evil man who colludes with Russia. It's just such a double standard on everything.
It really is.
When it comes Democratic, Republican. It really is. Let me ask you about flag burning. The president has suggested a constitutional amendment. Where are you on that?
On flag burning? Well, years and years ago, in fact, it took place in Dallas, Texas, at a Republican convention. I think the actual Supreme Court case is called Johnson versus Texas, or Texas versus Johnson. There was a state law, as there was in many states, there was in Texas, that you could not burn the American flag in a public place. Well, a man by the name of Johnson, I think his name was Gregory Johnson, and did exactly that on the streets of New York at a Republican convention. I think it was 1984 or something like that, if I'm not mistaken. And he did that. He was arrested, tried, and convicted in Texas. The case went to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the U.S. Supreme Court overturned it, saying it was a First Amendment issue, a free speech. Not that they would condone burning the American flag, but that it was constitutionally protected if it was your flag and you're not vandalizing anything else. A huge uproar after that, and I understand why. But it was still something that was constitutionally protected under the First Amendment free speech.
Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington. Okay, well, we'll see the direction of those two issues as we move on. But here's one last thing for you, Alan. Everybody is talking about the polling, how Joe Biden's up this and he beat Trump. Who cares and believes polling when Hillary had a 99% chance of winning? How do we give credence to any polling?
Every Democrat, if you believe the polls right now, every Democrat is going to defeat President Trump. We'll have to wait and see what the results are really going to be. And by the way, tomorrow night, I think in Orlando, Florida, President Trump is going to launch his campaign for the 2020 elections. It'll be interesting to see what he says.
Well, I just hope that MSNBC, CNN, NBC, all of them prepare their listeners and viewers. There's a chance he could win. Otherwise, we're going to need the biggest safe room in America, the size of Texas, because they'll be shocked. They ought to know he has a chance to win again, so they just don't.
And some of these Democratic candidates, you begin to look at them and you say, oh, my God, is that really what the country is ready for?
Boy, I'm hearing you. Alan, thank you always. I appreciate your Monday visits. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. It's greatly appreciated.
ESPN 93.5, Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington. Every poll says Donald Trump doesn't have a chance, essentially. I mean, Biden beats him by double digits. So does Bernie, Kamala Harris, you name them. And it's like, I don't believe any of that. I don't believe any of the polling. I don't care if Fox does it. I don't care who does it. They're not capturing what's out here. It isn't right. It isn't accurate. And we saw that last time. So, the polls. I don't care if they said Trump's up 20. I wouldn't believe it. I don't believe anything. But yet, we go right back to what was so wrong last time. It doesn't make any sense. I don't get it. Quarter after 7, let's jump to morning sports, ESPN 93.5. Well, see what's going on. Cubbies lose late last night. Cardinals pull out one that was shockingly surprised. I could not believe the Cardinals won that game yesterday. Diane Ducey has sports headlines.
Thank you, Stevie. Yeah, Cardinals 4-3 win over the Mets. We've got your Redbird recap now here on ESPN 93.5. As we gear up for their game against Miami later today.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney, and yesterday at Citi Field in New York, the Cardinals finished off a series win. In fact, since leaving Chicago last Sunday, the Cardinals have won 5 out of 7, 2 out of 3 in Miami, 3 out of 4 in New York. Home runs by Paul Goldschmidt and Paul DeJong got the job done. Not many hits, but a 4-3 winner.
So resiliency for the Cardinals as a team to come back and win the series in Miami and here in New York. But resiliency for Dakota Hudson, the Cardinals starter in yesterday's game. He did not pitch well early, but still managed to get a quality start. Carlos Martinez was superb the last couple of innings of work, and his role is going to continue to expand on this Cardinals team.
Hudson gave the Cardinals 6 innings. Andrew Miller worked a scoreless 7th and picked up the win. Carlos Martinez worked the 8th and the 9th to pick up his 2nd save.
Jordan Hicks was ready to help him out, but the help was not needed. Carlos could not have been sharper with his slider.
Back home tonight, Miles Michaelis is on the mound against the Marlins on the air at 6:20.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
So, back to sports where we have the L.A. Dodgers beat the Cubs, and they'll have the day off today, gearing up for a series against the White Sox. The New York Yankees beat the White Sox 10-3 yesterday. The White Sox will also have the day off today. College World Series continues on. Vanderbilt beat Louisville yesterday 3-1, and we have Michigan in action tonight against Florida State. Since that's the Big Ten team, I suppose, that we're rooting for. Can't believe I'm saying I'll root for Michigan.
Wait a minute. Diane, did you say Michigan?
I know.
It's hard to root for Michigan. Now, Zach Barlow, Mike Small's assistant, is now the head golf coach up there. I can't even do that, okay? Can't do it.
Now, speaking of U of I and some of the connections, it was the U of I Open over the weekend. And because we had such rainy conditions, it was one day, 36-hole shotgun start kind of event. And David Keenan came out on top at 11 under par, way out ahead with 7 shots, and former Parkland player from Oakland. I don't know if Christian's ever played with David Keenan before.
No, but Nathaniel has. Nathaniel and David are the same age, and David won the national championship when he played at Parkland. He was the national champion.
And, of course, Gary Woodland for the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
And in FIFA soccer news, USA over Chile, that final was 3-0.
Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier, printer, specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 35 years. WattsCopy.com.
We've got some fog issues this morning that we're taking note of. We've got about a quarter mile of visibility in some areas, so just take note of that. Today's high at 78, 62 our low tonight, up to 82 tomorrow, another 20% chance of precipitation, otherwise partly cloudy. It's up to a 50% chance of rain on Wednesday with a high 80, low 62. 62 our current temperature on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provida Financial Group in Champaign. Partnerships built on trust. Find Starla, Provida Financial Group, LLC.com. It's 7:20, Monday morning. Stand by. I got to tell you this story. Happened last night.
From the Fox Business Network, Pfizer is expanding its cancer business. It is buying Array Biopharma, which makes treatments specifically for skin cancer. It's also working on treatments for colon cancer. Pfizer is paying $11.4 billion. Airbus will make a new single-aisle mid-size long-range jet. It unveiled the A321 XLR at the Paris Air Show. It can fly up to 4,700 nautical miles and will be ready in the year 2023. American Airlines claims its dispute with mechanics has reached a crisis point and it's seeking a temporary restraining order to prevent unions from slowing repair work. The airline sued the mechanics union last month, alleging a work slowdown. The unions deny American's allegations and say the lawsuit is an attempt to prevent contract talks. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Don't quite understand how the enologist made these choices with this Pinot Grigio.
Ugh, why am I here? All I want is some beer and some sports on my eyes.
That's when Charlie realized he should have gone to Scotty's Brewhouse.
Who is this? I mean, you're right, but still, this is weird.
I'm the narrator, and your next line is, I'm going to Scotty's Brewhouse in Champaign.
I'm going to Scotty's Brewhouse in Champaign on Neal Street.
Now, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, just kind of a funky zone. I'm in Chicago today, so I apologize. So you're hearing me okay?
Yep.
Okay, got to tell you what happened. This was unusual. Okay, so we decided, there's three of us last night, and I've got to tell you all about Grace in Miss Illinois. It was an incredible week, and I just got to share because she was our Miss Illinois from Champaign. So last night we decided, okay, let's go grab some food. We'll get it and we'll take it home. I'm not going to say where we were. You still hearing me?
Mm-hmm.
So we go, we wait, we kind of wait for the food. And so we leave and 2 minutes later I say, I think I left my phone there. And so we go back. There's no phone. I mean, it was literally 3 minutes, maybe four. And so I'm with Benjamin, who's genius, techno. So he does the find your phone on iPhone. I don't know if you've ever done that.
Oh, yeah.
Find your phone. It's pinging. It's at the restaurant. It's pinging in the restaurant, right? No phone. We try and locate. No phone. No sound. Ringing. No ring. Nothing. We show the guys that, guys, it's showing it's right here. There's two employees. That's it. Just two of them. I mean, it's closing time. It's a pretty small place. I'm looking through the car. I'm going, oh my gosh, I know I looked at Gary Woodland winning the U.S. Open. I was about to call Christian, so my phone's gone. But it's showing up at the store. Benjamin has it. So then I say, okay, well, if you find it, let me know, right? So we leave. 4 minutes later, the phone is shut down. They take the Find My Phone off, right? So you're going, it's still the last location was at the restaurant. So we go home. We're looking all over the house. I'm thinking I'm getting older. I probably forgot. No phone. Then all of a sudden, on Benjamin, the genius's phone, it shows my phone has been found. It's back at the restaurant. Somebody had tried to manipulate the phone, and it showed up. So then what did I do? I called the Champaign Police Department. I said, I've got evidence that that phone's at that restaurant, and this is about a $1,400 iPhone 10. This is a felony, right? The phone is gone. It shows it's at the restaurant. It shows the location within 50 feet. It turns off right after we leave, and then somebody messes with it about an hour later, and I got a screenshot of it, thanks to Benjamin. So I meet Officer Tatum, Champaign police officer. He comes to my house. He goes to the restaurant, comes to my house, gets the story. He says, something sounds a little fishy here. You still with me, Diane?
Yeah.
So he goes back to the restaurant, questions the two employees, and says, guys, it's in this building. Then he comes back to me. He takes the report, because it's a felony if it's over $1,000. He goes back to the restaurant, calls me and says, I found your phone. I said, what? He said, yes. I started thinking, what would I do if I stole somebody's phone? He went around the back to all the pizza boxes outside, and he found inside a utility compartment a little door. He opened it up, and they had hidden my phone back there.
Oh.
Then we get a text from one of the employees and says, yeah, the other guy said that the camera said I put it in my back pocket. Well, they don't know any of this has happened, and I'm pretty sure the Champaign Police Department will pay him another visit this morning. Unbelievable.
Huh.
I have my broadcast this morning because everything I've got is on this phone. Yeah. Everybody's got this number. I can't be on the radio without it. And I want to just tip my cap to Officer John Tatum, Champaign Police, who did an amazing job thinking like a criminal and finding that phone at midnight last night. I mean, I really appreciate it. I'm an advocate of police, no matter what would have happened last night.
Mm-hmm.
But what a job that guy did to take the initiative to open up some utility box and think that maybe they hid it in there, and they did.
Mm.
I just appreciate their efforts and work, and thank you, Officer John Tatum, for excellent police work, and it really is huge, as much as I use this phone, as we all do.
Right.
But how disappointing about at least one of those employees. There's only two. More to come. I'm glad you're listening. ESPN 93.5. We check all your news. I got to tell you about Grace also coming up in just a few moments. 7:30, Champaign-Urbana.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. Iran threatens to break stockpile limits set in a nuclear pact, also denying U.S. accusations that it attacked tankers in the Gulf of Oman. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the administration is
doing exactly the right thing in squeezing the Iranians through these sanctions, and it's clearly having an impact, which is why they're striking out.
On Fox and Friends, President Trump gearing up for his rally tomorrow in Orlando, which he tweeted just now, looks to be setting records. This is a new Fox News poll shows him trailing some Democrats.
In a hypothetical matchup, former Vice President Joe Biden comes in first with a wide margin, with 49% of primary voters saying they'd vote for him over the president's 39%. Senators Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, and Mayor Pete Buttigieg also came in ahead of the president, although by a much smaller margin.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. This is Fox News.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A fire destroyed an old grade school building in Rankin this weekend. The News Gazette says firefighters were called out to the fire at about 4 a.m. Saturday. The building was a total loss. In fact, fire officials say none of the building was standing by the time firefighters cleared the scene nearly 5 hours later. An investigator from the Illinois State Fire Marshal's office was called to help with the investigation. No word yet on a cause of the fire. Firefighters from Rankin, Hoopston, and Cisna Park all responded to the scene of the fire. A Champaign woman has been sentenced to 3.5 years in prison for hurting a child in her care. Debbie May entered an Alford plea to aggravated battery. She was accused of causing injuries to Rowan Needing that left him severely disabled. It happened when the boy was 5 months old. The Alford plea says she maintains her innocence but admits the state had enough evidence to convict. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. In 1865, my great-great-grandfather, Robert Blaine Coulter, came to Central Illinois with dreams of growing plants for a living. Five generations and 144 years later, I'm proud to say we're still growing plants for Central Illinois. We're still a business where you can come out to the store and see the faces you've seen for decades, where you know the employees by name. If you had our landscape crew come out 20 years ago to build your patio or plant your trees, those are the same exact guys coming out today. If you want to find out more about our history, our people, and especially our plants, you can go to countryarbors.com. I'm Shane from Country Arbor's Nursery, and have a nice day.
Here's your ESPN.
93.5, three-day forecast from the National Weather Service. We've got some clouds and a high 78 expected today, a 20% chance of rain, 20% shot at showers and partly cloudy conditions, high 82, down to 64 for tomorrow, up to 80, down to 62 with a 50% shot at showers on Wednesday's forecast. Right now with the clouds and fog, let's see, 0.7 mile of visibility. The temperature's at 61 on ESPN 93.5. And we've got Mike ready to go, Stevie.
Well, he's a self-publishing expert, social media analyst, top-selling indie author of House Trap, Mike Mouther. How are you, Mike?
I'm excellent. How are you? I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Nice to have you on. The Digital Revolution. I'm fine. Good to have you. The Digital Revolution and all of our personal devices have produced a sort of reading paradox because the time spent with digital tech kids are reading more now, more than digital. We don't exactly know the effects over the long term. What do you think it is, Mike?
Well, like you just said, we don't know the effect of the long term, but for now, I think it's an excellent thing because now we have more people than ever having access to read, and it's more convenient to how they can get a book. So for now, it's an excellent time that we're seeing in when it comes to publishing and reading in general.
I'm telling you, though, Mike, and you might disagree with me, I think overall the smartphone has been an overall bad thing for kids. I think it's too much social media, and I think it's too much screen time overall. What do you think?
Surprisingly, I might say I agree with you a little bit on it. I do believe that it is a bit of distractions because if you have a paper book, there's less distractions like games and social media that will distract them from actually doing what's important, like reading. But overall, I believe that the new technology has built up more people to be curious about reading books, and it has helped them develop especially their vocabularies because you have easy access to the dictionary. Instead of you flipping it through an actual dictionary, you just simply click on a word and boom, in less than a second, you have what the word means. So overall, I think it's a great thing that we have technology helping us out when it comes to reading.
Any idea where we might be with technology in 10 years, Mike? I mean, it's dizzying how far we've come in the last 10 years.
That's an interesting question. As you can see, it develops like very, very quick. In every 5 years or even less than that, there's always something new and exciting about technology, especially now with Alexa. Anything that we can say, you know, you can order anything online. So, in general, I believe that it to be in such a way that we don't need to even have touch screen. Probably if we just speak and we just can probably listen to books more often than actually reading them through our eyes. who knows? It's just been an exciting experience so far, and it's probably going to be wonderful stuff ahead in the future.
Mike Mouser, how do people find you on Twitter, Mike?
They can find me at Twitter. He said it's at my Auctor, which is M as in Mike, AUTHOR. That's how they can find me at Twitter. And I also have a blog, which is novelpro.weebly.com. They can find me there as well.
Thank you, Mike. Pleasure meeting you from Houston this morning. Thanks for your time.
Likewise. Thank you. Have a great day.
ESPN 92. You bet. You bet. ESPN 93.5. All right, coming up on 7:38. So, Diane, we were in Marion, Illinois over the last 4 days or so, 5 days. Grace Cacciatore, Miss Illinois, gave up her crown Saturday night. A young lady named Ariel Beverly is the new Miss Illinois, and she'll go to Miss America on NBC. The date has not been determined. We're thinking it'll be in January. But it was an incredible, wonderful week, and an honor.
Well, I know Grace did her dance.
For Grace to have.
So pretty cool to have her on
stage. Interstate.
Well, you're just
and to have been part of the Miss Illinois.
So I'm going to go to commercial. We'll be right back.
Hulu's paying Tobin Heath, Carly Lloyd, Mallory Pugh, and other U.S. soccer stars a lot of money to do a new goal celebration called Hulu Has Live Sports. Why? It's simple. Because Hulu has live sports. You can watch the biggest games and sporting events like the Women's World Cup this summer on 60-plus top channels. No cable required. Plus, you can stream the entire Hulu library. Start your free trial of Hulu today. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
With unrivaled security and smart savings, it's simple. Illini Plus Checking makes it easier to protect your finances, save money on everyday purchases, and enjoy your life. Open your Illini Plus Checking today at U of I Community Credit Union.
Hey, it's Shane from Rosati's Pizza. Let's face it, I like to party, you like to party. Any party is better with Rosati's. So if you've got an office party, a birthday, or those graduation parties that are all coming up fast, call Rosati's. You choose the menu, pizza, pasta, chicken parm, whatever you need. We got it all covered. Send the invites out, call the family, call the friends, bring everybody over, but don't forget to call me, Shane at Rosati's, 328-2334, or come see me at 701 South Gregory in Urbana.
ESPN 93.5, I apologize for some of the technical issues. I'm in an area in Chicago that, for whatever reason, I don't have enough bars. You hear me all right now, Diane?
I can. Go ahead.
We're going to give you a chance in our partners program coming up in just a moment. Stand by for your chance at money. I'm going to give out $100 bills here for the University of Illinois Community Credit Union if you would like to open an account. So stand by for that. I wanted to tell you about Grace in Marion, Illinois over the last several days. She gave up her Miss Illinois title. Ariel Beverly is your new Miss Illinois. Lovely young lady. And she'll take over and speak to different parts of Illinois and get ready for Miss America. Miss America will be in, well, you know what? We don't even know where. Miss America is in a bit of disarray. Gretchen Carlson stepped down a week or two ago. It's on NBC. We know that news. We don't know when. We don't know where. We think it's Atlantic City at a casino. Maybe Planet Hollywood is the guess. And we think it'll be NBC, and we think it'll be January. Last year it was September for Grace, so she only had 12 weeks. It was an honor for her to serve. It was a dream. She had put that down on her goals for life to get to Miss America. She had checked off a lot of boxes, but had not gotten there as Miss Illinois. She was honored to be Miss Illinois preteen, Miss Illinois teen, and then Miss Illinois. It was a really touching moment.
on Saturday night. She danced on Wednesday. She sang to How Great Thou Art, which was phenomenal. Then she danced the same dance she danced first time on stage in 2010 when she danced to Wonderful World, Louis Armstrong. And then she did her Miss America dance on Saturday night at the finals. And the ovation, the standing ovation, it was so touching and a lot of tears. She gave her farewell. She thanked a lot of people. It was really, really, really good, and I can't, I couldn't be more pleased with the legacy that she left and the little girls that just for 5 days I saw jumping up and down, being near her and getting pictures, and she just did a great job. So you should be proud of your Champaign-Urbana girl, Miss Illinois Grace, and now the next chapter for her. As she now serves at Young Life Camp, she's back in British Columbia as of this morning. She said, I'm just as comfortable in boots as I am in high heels. And she just had a wonderful, wonderful week, and it was an honor to serve. And now she has bid her farewell, and the next girl has a chance. So it was great. It was just about as good a culmination and a farewell as you could get. So it was a wonderful time. I broadcast from Marion on Thursday and Friday. Okay, if you want to text in the word money, M-O-N-E-Y, I'm going to give you a $100 bill to take to University of Illinois Community Credit Union. Two stipulations. You have to use this and set up an appointment within 7 days, and you can't already be a client of UICCU. University of Illinois Community Credit Union do a wonderful job, and I'm handing out $100 bills this morning. Maybe you have a 10-year-old that wants to open an account. You got to go in, talk to Jade, sit down. Might take 10, 15 minutes to open an account, go through the experience, and I'll seed it. I'll give you a $100 bill. I'm giving you money. Yeah, that's how it works. We take care of you. You use my money. You keep it. Then you tell me what you think of it. A little feedback at the conclusion. So, Diane, it's M-O-N-E-Y, 359-2255. 359-2255, M-O-N-E-Y, money. M-O-N-E-Y. This might be our last run for the checking account. So if you want to open one, you let me know. I'll take care of, I don't know, 5 or 6, 7 of these. That's like $700, whatever that is. M-O-N-E-Y. Anybody? Anybody?
Mm-hmm. They're coming in.
What's cash? It's money. People are going, there's a catch, right? No! No catch here. M-O-N-E-Y, it's University of Illinois Community Credit Union. Text in now. I'm handing out $100 bills for you. And, again, usually within 7 days, can't have an account already at UICCU, and then a little feedback. So, okay, ESPN 93.5, hey, I want to thank Honda BMW providing Miss Illinois a vehicle the entire year. I will be turning that in tomorrow, guys. I've got the CRV. Maybe I'll forget. Come on. The CRVs are so nice. We love them. Anyway, thank you to Ben Quattrone. Thank you to all the good people there. They're an award-winning dealer. Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com. You can even do an express purchase. They've got technology where you can sit there and you jam. That's how advanced they are. Their service does it right the first time. They take care of you before, during, and after the sale. They want to work with you. Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com, drivechampaign.com. Sports headlines coming up.
Spring is here and it's time to golf at Stone Creek. My name is Becky Beach. I'm the PGA golf professional at Stone Creek Golf Club. This year we are celebrating our 20th anniversary with golf course and golf shop specials. Please stop by our fully stocked golf shop for all of your Stone Creek and Fighting Illini apparel. To reserve a tee time for our championship golf course, please call us at 217-367-3000 or book a tee time online at stonecreekgolfclub.com. We look forward to seeing you during our 20th anniversary celebration. See you soon.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Peter Burns and Nick Cattles.
Without the Warriors being the Warriors next year, that vaults the Rockets up to the top of the list, or at least near the top of the list, right? But now you see the Lakers make this move. And now you look at LeBron and you look at AD. And listen, I'm not going to be foolish. You've got to look at this and say to yourself, they're going to land a free agent. I don't know who it's going to be. I don't know if it's going to be Jimmy Butler or Kemba Walker, but I could almost guarantee you the Lakers will have a big three when they tip off next year.
You have to scratch off 100% if you're the Los Angeles Lakers. You have to scratch off Jimmy Butler on this plan, right? We already saw a dumpster fire of relationships that was the Los Angeles Lakers in 2018, right? The 2018-2019, that team was a dumpster fire. We knew that from the get-go with what it was put together. If you add Jimmy Butler, there's no way that the Lakers could find themselves cattle by putting Jimmy Butler on this team.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
The Grand McExtreme Bacon Burger is one of McDonald's most popular burgers in Spain. To try one, you'd have to reprogram your GPS.
Recalculating.
Go to the airport, leave your car, buy a plane ticket, land in Madrid, and go to McDonald's.
Bienvenida a McDonald's.
Or you could hang that next left and get to your neighborhood McDonald's now. Because for a limited time, the juicy Grand McExtreme Bacon Burger and other worldwide favorites are here. Around the World is now around the corner at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines. Diane Ducey.
Cardinals win over the Mets. The final was 4-3. Now from St. Louis, they've got Miami. You'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5. We've got your Redbird recap right now.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney. And yesterday at Citi Field in New York, the Cardinals finished off a series win. In fact, since leaving Chicago last Sunday, the Cardinals have won 5 out of 7, 2 out of 3 in Miami, 3 out of 4 in New York. Home runs by Paul Goldschmidt and Paul DeYoung got the job done. Not many hits, but a 4-3 winner.
So resiliency for the Cardinals as a team to come back and win the series in Miami and here in New York. But resiliency for Dakota Hudson, the Cardinals starter, in yesterday's game. He did not pitch well early, but still managed to get a quality start. Carlos Martinez was superb the last couple of innings of work, and his role is going to continue to expand on this Cardinals team.
Hudson gave the Cardinals 6 innings. Andrew Miller worked a scoreless 7th and picked up the win. Carlos Martinez worked the 8th and the 9th to pick up his 2nd save.
Jordan Hicks was ready to help him out, but help was not needed. Carlos could not have been sharper with his slider.
Back home tonight, Miles Michaelis is on the mound against the Marlins on the air at 6:20.
And we had the L.A. Dodgers beating the Cubs. That final was 3-2. Cubs with the day off, as well as the Chicago White Sox having the day off today after being beat by the New York Yankees. That final was 10-3. Chicago White Sox have the day off. And Cubs and Chicago White Sox series will start tomorrow. And you'll hear the action on U.S. 105.9. We also have the College World Series going on, and Michigan is in action against Florida State tonight. So Big Ten fans are taking note of that. FIFA Women's Soccer, USA over Chile. That final was 3-0. Gary Woodland from Kansas gets that 30-foot birdie putt, 13 under for the weekend. He takes the U.S. Open. And at the U of I Open, just one day for the 36-hole event, due to the bad rain we got on a Saturday throughout the day, David Keenan at 11 under par, won by 7 shots, former Parkland player from Oakland. Congratulations, U of I Open, always a fun event in our area. At sports, I'm Diane Ducey.
Okay, so David Keenan, you said was 11 under?
Yeah.
Eleven under par. So did they say if they played the orange or the blue? Maybe they had a round on the blue and one on the orange. I think 11 under for the orange for 2 rounds is pretty remarkable. That's a really, really good score. That's like a 60. Goodness, 11 under. I bet you if he did 65, 67 or 65, 68, whatever 11 under is, that's really remarkable if it's both on the orange. I bet you they had to play a little blue because of the wet. Anyway, congratulations. David Keenan, the U of I Open winner. 7 shots. Did it say who wins second? Do we have that?
No, sorry. Nope.
No worries. Okay, anyway, congratulations. That's a heck of a score. Say again? Diane, are you there?
I am. I just have the David Keenan one.
Sorry. Okay, no worries. That's a heck of a score. 11 under wins the U of I Open. That's a real tradition in Champaign-Urbana at the U of I Orange and Blue. And Mike Wallner does a great job putting that on. My kids have been in that many, many times and come close to winning that. But David Keenan is a fine player. Played for Salt Fork, small high school, then went on and did great things at Parkland. I think he even played at the University of UC, played up in Chicago, I think.
There's a texter that says he shot a 36 awesome. On the orange in the second round. So 63 on the orange in the second round.
A 63? That's what you do. That'd be like the course record. That's got to confirm that one. That's amazing. Orange is hard. That's really, really good if that's the case. Anyway, he wins. He wins by a lot, so good going. And the U.S. Open, Gary Woodland, we were at a golf tournament in Lawrence, Kansas, last time I saw Bill Self. It's been about 4 years ago, maybe 5 years passed by so quickly now. And we met Gary Woodland, watched him hit the driver. We were like 8 feet standing right behind Gary Woodland. He hits that ball so far. The driving range couldn't keep it. He flew the driving range. And then somebody said, who hits it the furthest on the PGA? And he looked around and said, I do. Anyway, he hit the crud out of it. It was fun to watch a guy like that. So good for him. He's 35. He's U.S. Open. His wife's bedridden. She could not be at the tournament. She's having twins. And so he'll have some diaper money for sure now. I don't know what that paid to the U.S. Open, but it was a bunch, plus his sponsors. He's good. He was good before. He's really good now. And he's pretty good friends with former Illini basketball coach Bill Self. I know Gary Woodland and Bill Self are pretty good friends. Okay, we'll check our weather, then we'll get our news going here. Maybe we'll do a quick weather on ESPN 93.5. 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
All right, Stevie, we've got a 30% chance of showers today with a high 78 expected. Starting out a little foggy, 62 our low tonight. 82 the high tomorrow with a 20% chance of rain again. We've got a high of 80 on Wednesday, which is the rainy spot of the week. 50% chance of scattered showers expected. We're currently at 62 on ESPN 93.5.
All right. Technical live question for you, Diane. Do I move locations for our next hour, or are we status okay right now?
Maybe we should talk off air.
I'll try. I'll drive away. I'll go find some more bars. All right, well, take me to the news, and I'll talk to you in 10 minutes.
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still.